5 MCs.
It's Friday. You have reached the Friday 5 segment of our program with Sean Ramaswamy, who finds the things on the internet that you don't have the time to find because he's the host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast. Sean, welcome.
How are you, John?
Number one.
What?
Meeting up and making plans is still really hard. And the New Yorker, actually, Kelly Stout, hit that feeling, that sentiment on the head with an article in a Shouts and Murmurs article called Let's Get Drinks.
And the premise is?
The premise is two friends are texting back and forth trying to make plans to meet up for drinks, and they can't do it, and their excuses for why they're flaking on each other keep getting more and more involved. Shall we do a little dramatization?
Give us an impression here.
Okay,
yeah.
So Jesus, I am like the Spanish Civil War riding in a subway car with broken AC, seated between Kim Jong-un and the phrase said no one ever, but I could do coffee like midday on Tuesday.
Coffee. I'm sort of kind of trying to get off caffeine. I know. I'm worse than the Hobby Lobby verdict. Dancing with Vladimir Putin on Elaine Stritch's grave while the Vietnam War plays all about the bass on the didgeridoo. But lunch would be great.
So anyway, this thing went viral, which I think is rare for Shouts and Murmurs in the New Yorker.
Two.
Number two, the longest mixtape ever, probably. Caribou is this Canadian electronic musician. This week, he released a 1,000-song YouTube playlist of basically the songs that influenced him and made him the musician he is, from Kanye to Arthur Russell to Nina Simone. He recommends we listen to it on Shuffle, but the first song, it starts off with Minnie Riperton, a classic from her.
I love that. You know, the Rolling Stone says it's number 10, but where does it fall on the Caribou playlist?
The 1,000 Caribou playlist. Yeah. I mean, I think we can all make playlists like this. What would kick off yours? Do you have a song that just defines you?
And Better Man.
Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'd probably start with the Bare Naked Ladies somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. But then I'd go to some crazy, crazy places, John.
We'll have you back for that. Number three,
ship your enemies glitter. This brilliant, ingenious idea from these two Australian dudes. You give them like $10 Australian, which I don't know the conversion rate on that, but they send an envelope packed with glitter and a hateful note to someone you don't like, and it's done anonymously. And the idea is they rip open the envelope, and then their life is forever ruined because they're going to be finding glitter all over their office or their home. Overnight, this thing was a sensation. The founders of the site had to like write a note saying, "Please stop ordering glitter."
A roll of duct tape can help you get that glitter off your clothes. Number four.
Have you been glittered before?
Oh, man. I have five kids. Birthday parties. Glitter. Hello.
Yeah, true.
Four!
Number four. David Bowie recently had a birthday, and to celebrate it, a British illustrator named Helen Green made this amazing animated image of basically like Bowie's head turning on a 100-degree axis from his earliest stages basically throughout his career. And he's the perfect artist to do this with because he's had so many distinctive looks. So you've got, like, of course, you've got your Ziggy Stardust, you've got your eye patch, you've got your Labyrinth, you've got your more recent Bowie, the, like, more refined. It's amazing, and it's really done well, and you have to see it at thetakeaway.org. Number five, McConaughey didn't do the best at the Golden Globes, but this week the Criterion Collection folks, who have released a Criterion edition of Dazed and Confused, his first big role, released his audition tape from that movie where he plays, of course, Wooderson. It's classic. Let's take a look.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, I don't need one.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
It's priceless.
He nailed
about boyhood.
It. Even yeah, that, so he had not been an actor. The story's kind of known, but he was at a bar, met this guy who was casting for Dazed and Confused, and the guy said, "You need to come read for this part of Wooderson." And he nails the lines. And yeah, I was thinking maybe there's enough footage in these audition tapes to make like McConaughey. I'd watch that movie. Just McConaughey through the years.
Consummation devoutly to be wished. Sean Ramaswamy, I'm host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast you should be listening to. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, John.